Lochim Beis, Perkei, Pasuk Aleph. V'naaman sar tzva melech Aram hoya ish gadol lifnei adonav, unusu fonim, ki voy nosan Hashem tshuva la'aram, v'ish hoya gibor chayil metzora. So Naaman was the general of melech Aram, and he was ish gadol, right, meaning he was a very valued, he was a VIP in the Aram administration, dynasty. Why? Because he was the one who brought forth the victory to Aram. Yeah? Do you remember back then when they were fighting Achav? What does it say over there? It says that someone, right, it's not like they had a sharpshooter that killed Achav the king. Right, they didn't have sharpshooters on the roof. It says that a man happened to shoot an arrow, and punked it happened to kill kill Achav. Yeah. Right, you remember that?
Yeah.
Who was that man?
Naaman.
Naaman, exactly. He was the guy. So even though it was completely random, right? It wasn't, you know, based on any skill or any, you know, planning
aim.
Or strategy.
He just shot it out. He shot an arrow, and that was it.
Yeah.
Who is
Aram?
Aram is a nation.
No, this is king of Aram. This is a Jewish nation?
No.
No.
He's the enemy.
Yeah, they're goyim. Remember, they were fighting the Jews. They were fighting against Achav, right? They were fighting the Jews. They're not Jewish. This guy killed Achav, the king of the Jews.
But why this mentions to Hashem gave him victory?
Well, I'm saying everything that Hashem does happened, you know, everything that happens through Hashem, right? It's not like they believed in Hashem.
But is there some reason to give victory enemy of Jewish people? Hashem is not God for somebody else.
You're right. Right, but so it's actually interesting. The Radaker brings down that first he mentions what we said. He says that that Naaman was the guy who killed Achav, and he says brings also Medrash that Aram have a history with the Jewish people already. They did chesed with Yaakov, right? Why? It says V'yesef Lavan is kol anshim. How come V'yas Mishta? Lavan, who was the great 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 grandfather of Aram, it says that he made a big party for Yaakov. Right? He gathered all the people and made a big party for the wedding. Right, so Hashem says, "Oh, you did a chesed with Avram, with Yaakov, then I'm going to do a chesed with your great great grandchildren." And that chesed happened how? Through Hashem bringing the victory to Aram. That's why it says Hashem gave the victory to Aram, because this is payment that Hashem is giving them for the part of the love on the grandfather of Aram. Did it with Yaakov.
But he says he
it's kind of gratitude.
Did he kill Naaman's wife?
Naaman's wife?
What are you looking at?
To the victor to Aram, he drew back his bow innocently and killed Naaman's wife.
Okay.
I'm reading this. I says, "What's he?" Was she bad?
I don't know. I didn't see anything about Naaman's wife. I didn't see it. In any case,
I think he was going to say that he killed whoever we're talking about, but he says he killed Naaman's wife.
Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, there's got to be a reason
right.
for that. Okay. He says Rashi says that.
Yeah. I didn't see that in Rashi. Maybe it's a different Rashi. It says that he killed Achav. I don't see anything about Naaman's wife. In any case, so it says, Veishaya Gibor Chayil Metzaira. Right, he was a war hero who had leprosy also.
Yeah.
Right, what does one have to do with the other? Well, why do you have to mention the same breath? What's Pshat? So Malm explains that typically someone who has leprosy or saras,
he was sick to himself.
Yeah, but not only that, but he's a sick man, right? He's ill, right? Yeah. He's not like his body is not functioning very well, right? But Aviret says no. He was a strong, healthy man, a warrior, right? And yet he still had Metzaira. And that shows that the Taras was not because he's just like, you know, he has bad genes, whatever it is, you know, maybe it's genetic, maybe it's hereditary. No. He was a healthy man, but he had Metzaira, he had Taras, because, as a side point, because of a punishment that he deserved. What was the punishment for? Let's see the next pasuk. The punishment was for what he did in passing base. So they captured Naaman. Gave an order to his men, to his soldiers, to go ahead and capture a young girl, a young Jewish girl, and she was taking care of the wife of Naaman.
This means Saras is not privilege of Jewish people?
No. It doesn't have to be only Jewish people. It can be not Jewish people also. Why did you think it was only Jewish people?
He's thinking it as leprosy. It wasn't. This was Saras, not leprosy.
Not Saras, because most of cases, because something what is not Jewish people is not allowed to do. But for not Jewish, actually, there's not so many restrictions.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Shunchara, for example, is this is only Jewish people?
Yeah, it's true. Right, but
what is most probably
biggest
part of
Taras comes for speaking Lashon Hara. But it doesn't mean that only Jews get it, right? Taras is a disease.
No, Taras, I believe it's not disease.
What is it?
This is punishment. Disease is something you can go to doctor to treat. In this case, you can go to pray.
By the way, you should know.
In this case, it's not Taras, but really leprical is disease. It's not the same as mentioned before.
Maybe.
Because there is the same words used for different things. There's people who actually have very difficult skin diseases called leprosy.
Leprosy?
Yeah. This is disease.
Yeah, I'm saying it still exists today.
Yes. It's not maybe too many people. Usually all of them isolated from people. It's very dangerous for other people.
Yeah.
Maybe with these cases only really have disease.
Maybe. Maybe. By the way, you should know that it says that nowadays, we don't, for the vera of speaking Lashon Hara, people don't get Taras anymore, but instead of Taras, they get punished by a noose.
By what?
Being poor.
Oh.
Being poor?
Poor, yeah. No money. That happens instead, yeah.
If you are poor, it means you're punishment or something? But I believe poor...
Not necessarily, but I'm saying it says that it's... Today, it says in Chazal, I forgot where it says exactly, but... It's brought
Torah
down. The Chazal brings it down somewhere. That
I believe Torah doesn't make difference between...
You can see.
And the rich.
Yeah, but sometimes it could be a punishment, right? The fact that you're poor doesn't necessarily mean that you're bad, but it could be a punishment.
Today you're poor, tomorrow you mean be poor. Because it's the reason why I need to help people.
Yeah.
Well, it just seems from here that this saras that we're talking about is a natural sickness. Because she tells him to go bathe in the water and you'll get better. So,
well, hold on, we'll get there.
But the going in the water is like a medicine for it. Regular psoriasis that you get from Lashon Hara doesn't become is not a regular sickness, and it doesn't go away until you repent.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the water 50,000 times and take 100 things because it's not the same thing.
Right.
It's a complete different thing. He is talking about something that's physical.
Right.
You're right too, but a person who has psoriasis should be weak. But he, even with his psoriasis, he was a strong
man. Yeah, he was strong. He was a warrior.
He overcame the sickness.
Why does psoriasis make you weak?
Huh?
Who says it makes you weak?
Typically, tzaraas happens to, you know, to a weak person, someone who's not insane. So, but we see over here that the fact that he was
any
strong,
any sickness makes you weak.
The fact that he was strong,
you're weak, you're dealing with you're healthy.
The fact that he was strong shows us that it was happened as a punishment, and not like it happened to be that, you know, he was like out in the cold, whatever it is, you know. They happened to catch it from someone. It was a punishment. It was clear that it was out of the ordinary. That was clear. In any case, plus again, so this young girl turns to the woman she's working for.
Naaman's wife.
She says, "Achali adoni lifnei hanavi asher b'shamrei." Right? She says, "You should daven to the Navi," meaning your husband, Naaman, who's got this tzaras, should daven to the Navi, who's sitting in Shomrei. Oz yesaf oisa mitzarasa. Right? All you gotta do is daven to the Navi. Right? Achali is maloshen to daven. It says, chal es pnei Hashem in the Pasuk. Yeah? Referring to some kind of a pleading, davening, which undoes some kind of anger. And by that was also another cue to Naaman that the tzaras that he had was unnatural. It was coming for some kind of punishment for something that he did. yeah. So that's what this young girl is telling you. Telling the wife of Naaman.
But she was Jewish? Or?
This girl, yeah. The girl was Jewish. They captured her from the Jews. Pasuk Dalet, v'yava v'yaged la'adoin of Leimar. Kazois v'chazois dibro ha'naro asher meret Yisrael. Right? So they come and they tell Naaman. And this is, you know, this is the message that we got from this girl. Kazois v'chazois. Such and such is what this girl said.
Naaman tells the king.
So Melech Aram, he obviously wants to help his general. So he tells him, okay, let's send a message to Melech Yisrael, to the Jewish king. Right, so he says, okay, listen, if you want to get to the Navi, then what do? We got to address the king, right? He's our way to get to the Navi, right? The king typically will protect their sorcerers, their advisors, their prophets, right? So it's all up to the king. Meaning, they also thought that if they go to the Navi himself, the Navi wouldn't necessarily, like, why would the Navi agree to go in and help Naaman, right? He's not a Jew, he's the enemy, like, why would the Navi agree? So they say, okay, if we appease the king will be able to somehow convince his Navi to go ahead and to help Naaman. And that's why, in order to appease the king, what do? Bring him money, right? So they sent 10 kikari kesef and 6,000 coins of gold. And 10 suits, right? So they're basically trying to butter him up. Buttering up, laying it up on really, really thick to make sure that the king gets his Navi to cooperate and to cure Naaman. So So he brings the message to the king of Israel. V'atak b'ar sefer hazeh lecho. Hine shalachti lecho es naman abdi v'asaftoi mitzarasai. The Malacharim is sending this, you know, this major gift, donation, right, to the re-election campaign of Malach Yisrael. And he tells him, I'm sending Naaman together with this donation, and I would like you to give him the proper treatment, medical treatment, divine medical treatment, and get rid of his tzaras. Right? Not a simple task. Right? He's basically giving him an impossible task. So what does Malach Yisrael do when he hears this? He's like, uh-oh, this is not good. Right? What happens if it doesn't work? Right? You don't want to upset Melech Aram.
You're looking for an excuse. It's not a fight.
Right. He's looking for an excuse. Pasuk Zayin. Ve'ikikroi Melech Yisrael sasefer. Ve'ikra begodav. Ve'yoymer. Ha'elukim ani la'am yislachayayis. Kizeh shalech alay le'asaf yish mitzarasay. Like, so Malach Yisrael hears this, and he's like, oh no, this is terrible. Right? He rips his clothes. He says, well, what does he think I am? God himself? I can bring people back to life. I can kill them. And now he's sending me this guy to cure him from his taras. Ki ach de'una ru'u ki mis'ane huli. Right? Exactly, like you said.
What means tear as a dress? Usually this is only somebody died.
What?
Why he tears his dress?
Because he thought that like it's just an excuse to start a war with them.
Because he was so nervous?
Scared.
And he's saying like you're like it's up to me.
This is king.
The king of Israel is saying this.
No, king tears his dress.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Because he's like, oh no, now we're going
to
have a big war.
It's a pretext to war. He's coming to say, hey, here's a letter. I want to get cured. The king gets scared. He says, hey, I can cure him.
No, Jewish people, usually you cure your dress if somebody...
He didn't want the king to cure him.
Well,
this is...
He wanted the prophet to cure him.
It's going to be
right.
Wartime.
That's what but he's taking, he telling the king, it's your responsibility. It's his responsibility.
The king, when it says from here, he's saying here, the king that does not believe in the prophet.
Right, that's the problem.
He don't believe him.
Right.
So how the heck he can't do anything?
Right.
Certainly I can't. But the prophet don't mean nothing to him.
There's going to be war.
If you're scared, you also...
Right, exactly.
Showing that he doesn't believe in the prophet. Was he didn't expect the king to cure him.
Right.
Maybe this is to show him something, but how he was not... happy.
Let's see what happens, then you'll understand it better.
No, but,
he expected him to send Naaman down to Elisha, who would cure him. And see, he didn't believe in Elisha.
If I say you were guilty,
that's a bunch of baloney.
I'm going to send you to jail for 10 years.
So what the heck? Now he's going to come after me.
You're going to be scared.
Right, exactly.
You're gonna,
that's what he was scared of.
Rip your clothes and pray to God.
A pretext.
Never mind 10 years. You're going to get 50 years.
Okay. Anyone reaction kind of different. This one, somebody did something else.
In any case, so let's see. Ve'igishma Elisha, right? So Elisha hears this. Oh, by the way, I forgot to add. Right. The reason, the message that Melech Aram is sending to the king of Israel, he's telling him, right, I know that there is some bad blood between you and Naaman. Right? Naaman was the one who killed your father. Right? Achav was the father of Melech Yisrael. Right? So he's telling him, even though I know that you're probably upset because he killed your father, still I want you to take care of him. Right? And that's another reason, that was another cue that Melech Yisrael thought that he was just trying to tease him. to throw him off and to have an excuse to attack him. Okay, pasuk ches. Vayikishma Elisha Isha Elikim ki kara Melech Yisrael esbagadav. So Elisha hears, oh my gosh, Melech Yisrael just ripped his clothes. Vayishlach el Melech lemor lama karat v'godecha. Yovana elai v'yeda ki yesh navi b'Yisrael. He turns, he sends a message to the king. He says, well, what are you getting all upset about? You don't have to worry about anything. Send the guy over to me, and I will take care of him, and then you will know ki yesh navi b'Yisrael. There is a prophet amongst the Jewish people who is actually capable of curing. Right? Now, first of all, why did Elisha have to bring Naaman over? Right? He has to, like, bring the doctor visit. I have to examine him. I have to see. He's not. It's not like a natural way of curing him. Right? He's a Navi. He doesn't have to be there. Right? He can just, you know, flip his wand and whoosh, right? He's all cured. Right? Doesn't have to come bring him over to her.
But why Elisha decided to treat him?
What?
Why Elisha decided to...
Okay, so here we go. The reason why he sent a message and he wants Naaman to come over to him is because then he's going to prove that it's happening through him, right? Through the connection to the Navi, that's what's bringing the actual cure, right? Otherwise, they would say, okay, that could happen any other way, right? How do I know that it's actually because of the Navi? Right? So through Naaman coming to him, it'll be clear.
Show the power of
a Navi, yes. That's what he's trying to establish over here. Right? Again, the Navi is not in the show business, right? He's not here to show off his powers. Oh, look at me, look what I can do, right? I can flip my wand and cure Naaman from his saras. That's not what he's there for.
But now, right? He says, ultimately, even though he knew Elisha had performed miracles, the king knew that. He was ashamed to appear before him to beg him to cure Naaman, since he had not heeded his admonition to abandon idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not so much he didn't believe him, but he was ashamed to go and ask him for a favor. Because he told him a long time ago, what are you doing? You know, and He was ashamed.
Right.
Go and ask him. And I told you, don't do this. And right. You can keep doing it. What are you asking me now for something? I mean, you didn't do what I told you before. Why are you going to do it now?
Yeah, exactly. So what happens? Pasuk Tes, Vayavay Naaman Besusav Uberichboy, Vayamad Pesach Habayis Lan Elisha. So Naaman comes over. He comes over to the Navi with his horses and his chariots.
Whole army.
Yeah, he's got a whole his whole entourage.
He had a big doorway.
Yeah. Quite a big doorway. Pasuk Gud, Vayishlach Elav Elisha Malach Lemor. So Elisha sends a message to Naaman. Haloich Verachas Tosheva Pamim Bayardain. The Yashayv Besarcha Lecha Utahar. He tells him, very simple thing. All you gotta do, bathe 7 times in the Jordan River. You're gonna be good as new.
He doesn't even come out of the house. He tells his faithful helper.
Right.
To go out and tell him.
Right? Now, why didn't he come out himself? Because he didn't want him to think that it was, through some kind of spell or some kind of potion. Right? He was trying to show him that when the Navi says something, it comes true. That's what he's trying to demonstrate over here. Now, rinsing in the Yardin is to show also the power of the Navi, because this is, again, there's a theme over here to all the Nisim that Elisha does, right? It's exactly the opposite of the way nature takes course, right? Just like throwing the salt into the water typically will not cure the water, right? It'll make it worse, but over here, it cures the water, So too over here, the cold water of the Jordan River is bad for Tzaras. It's not good for Tzaras. So it's supposed to make it worse.
Well, it seems to be the cure is because he's listening.
Right. But naturally...
He's doing what he told him. He has the power to get Hashem to cure you if you do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Even though jumping into the water didn't do nothing. That's not what does it. It's because he's doing it because the Navi told him.
Right.
If he went and jumped in by himself, nothing would happen.
Yeah.
It's the thing that he's doing. It helps.
Right.
Because he's doing it. I mean, there's a lot of things. It depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it because Hashem told you to do it, he'll help you. If you do it just like that, it's not going to help. It's not the thing that helps. It's Hashem that helps.
Right.
That's the main point.
Right, exactly. But the point is that when you do something that naturally will be worse for Tzaras, and not only is it not worse, but it makes it better, it cures it, then the nace is even bigger.
It's a bigger miracle.
Exactly. It's a bigger nace. That's what he's trying to do over here.
Well, he says he gets mad at him. What the hell is he telling him?
Let's see. This is crazy. Yeah, let's see. Pause
it,
Aleph. Vayezik Naaman Vayelach. Right? Naaman gets all upset. He's like, well, what's going on over here?
Goes away.
Right?
He's telling me something's going to make me worse.
Right. So he's upset about two things. Right? First of all, the fact that he tells me, Naaman, right? Such an important person, I have to go to you, to the Navi. And once I come to you, it's not like you give me the the pleasure of your audience, right? You send me your messenger, right? I come to you, then you send me a messenger? What is this? Right? It's ridiculous.
And you're telling me something that's ridiculous.
Right, exactly. You're telling me something, then you tell me what? To go dip in the Jordan River. Right?
Go jump in the river.
Exactly. Go jump in the lake.
Go jump in the lake.
Right, the lake, yeah. Exactly. It wasn't a lake, it was a river.
Nope.
Right? Why did I have to schlep all the way over here to go tell me to go in the lake? I could have done that when I was back in the king's house. Right? Back by Aram.
Oh, yes. He was
back in Syria, then.
I agree with him. He wanted to see small performance. This is great man came to show half his power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole, like he says here, let him come to me now. Because he wants them to realize that
right. What
half is happening here is a divine thing. He could have did the same thing if he didn't come to him.
Right. But he's saying, I'm already here.
He could have prayed to Hashem.
Exactly. I have to come here so you can dive with Hashem.
Yeah.
I'm already here, so you might as well come and check me out. Right, I'm here. Come look at me, see what I have, and see what you can do. Right? So he's upset. And he says, at least you should come out to me. Right? And so if you want to make a nace, then come look at me. Right? Observe me. And then you can flip your wand and make a nace. Right? But at least take a look. That's the minimum you could do now that I came all the way here. Right? And he says, this is ridiculous, right? I have to go into the river, to the Jordan River. Right? Why do I have to go to the Jordan River? Why can't I go to any other river? Right? There's plenty of rivers out there, right? I have to go to the Jordan River. Right? If they can help, well, what's the Jordan going to help more than all the other rivers? So he's really upset, and he leaves. Pasuk in Gimel. Veiksha avada v'yidabra elav v'yoymru. Avi dover gadol anavi dibar alecha. Halitase. Ve'av kemar alecha rochat tatar. So his men come over to him. They try to appease him. And they say, listen. Right? If the Navi tells you right? If he would have told you to do something really, really tremendous, right? You know, put this, you know, gather some, I don't know, some dust from the forbidden forest, and add it to some, you know, some put together a weird concoction, a weird potion. You would do that, right? No matter how difficult it would be, you would do it, right? And now that he's telling you to do something easy, you're not going to do it, right?
Don't be foolish.
Doesn't make any sense, right? Don't be foolish.
He said even the other rivers are better for this ailment than what you want me to do.
He didn't believe.
He
didn't believe. Why need to go to this water? When 100 kilometers, I have my own water.
I had to schlep all the way from Syria down to here.
Yeah.
And now
I have my much better river.
It's not polluted up there. Here the Jordan's polluted it.
Yeah.
You think the Jordan is a great river? Small little.
Right.
It's nothing
major.
It's not a, you know, it's not the Mississippi River.
That's for sure.
It's a little.
Little stream.
Stream, that, all right.
No, but now.
Starts up in Banyas and it ends up in Yamamelech.
Yeah.
Well, maybe now it's different.
Well, that's supposed to have, what do you call it?
It was much bigger.
Certain healing
properties.
What?
What? I don't know what. That's what I say.
Let's see. Let's see. We'll find
out. Some places, they like the sun, like the bats.
Nothing. It's fresh water.
What?
It's fresh water. It's not baths. It's fresh.
Not any fresh water. Some fresh water is better than other. Some hot baths are better for people.
I told you, it's not hot baths. The Jordan River starts up in
I'm not talking about the
Syrian border.
I'm not talking about
Banyas,
the Jordan River.
Yeah.
And it comes out for a little stream.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, Jordan River is very. By the time it gets to the Dead Sea, there's nothing left of it.
Right.
All right.
So let's see, what does he do? For here at the Idbul Bayard and Shavu Pamim, Kidvar Ish Alakim. Sure enough, Naaman listens to his men. He, you know, because, like, you know, it's such a simple thing to do, so I might as well. Might as well do it. So he does it. And, in fact, he cures, and his skin is like a little boy's skin. A baby's skin.
Babies.
Right? Pretty good.
Well,
from leprosy to baby skin.
He says, I've been swimming in these rivers for years and hasn't done anything for it. Why should I do it now?
Right. But what makes a difference? The word of a Navi makes a difference.
Water is water.
Right. Not the water. It's the word of the Navi. That's the nace. Right.
Then the next pasuk, what happens?
Let's see. The next pasuk. The pasuk is Vav. Vayashav Elisha Elikim.
Vayigashua Vodov Vayidabar Elov Vayom Ovi. I said, if he wants you to do something really hard, wouldn't you do it?
Right.
So now he's telling you to do something simple. Why be so obstinate?
Right.
Try it.
Exactly.
What could hurt?
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden he calmed down.
He does it.
No, you're right. I'm not going out of the way or anything.
Exactly. You might as well. Just try it. Right? You got nothing to lose.
If he told me to go climb up a hill and zip there, I'd do it anyway. That's what they meant. What are you getting so excited about here?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Pasuk Des Vav. Vayoshev Elisha Elikim. Hu v'chol machadei. Vayoshev v'yam l'fon av v'yomer. Hina lo yodati ki ein elokim b'chol ha'aretz ki im b'Yisrael. Ve'ato kach no brocha meis avdecha. So he's so amazed, and he tells the Navi, now I know that there's only Jews, there's only God amongst the Jews. Now, the Malbim points out that the Navi was not allowed to accept any gift or present from Naaman. The halacha is you're not allowed to accept a gift or a present from a goy on the day of his the celebration.
The presents from the king, from the what? Israeli king.
Yeah, but now he wanted to give a present to the Navi himself.
Where does he say that?
No, it doesn't say it in the pasuk, but it says that. He's about to give him a bracha. Bracha doesn't necessarily mean a blessing, but it means actual gift, right? Bracha is code for very large donation to his re-election campaign.
Accept my gift.
Yeah. So why is he telling him that he believes in God? Because halacha is that you're not allowed to accept a gift from a guy on the day of a celebration. Why? Because then he's going to go ahead and thank his Avodah Zarah. He's going to go think, oh, it's all thanks to my Avodah Zarah, right? Therefore, any gift that he gives is considered to be Avodah Zarah, or similar to an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, now when it's telling him, don't worry, I don't believe in Avodah Zarah, I believe in Hashem. Therefore, you can go ahead and accept my gift. What's the gift? Right, and he tries to convince him to take it, but the Navi Elisha refuses to take it. Right? Why? Because according to the halacha, he wasn't really supposed to make a nace for a guy. Right? Nasim are really for the Jewish people, not for a guy. Why would you cure a guy? The only reason he did it was to do a Kiddush Hashem.
No, but what is the expression in Russian? This sounds like until Hashem is alive. What?
Hashem is alive?
No.
Chai Hashem. Oh.
It means he is going to die.
Meaning he's doing it. Meaning I did it for Hashem.
It means alive. That in this case.
Meaning I did it for the purpose of Hashem. That's why I did it. That's what Elisha is saying.
Chai is not life.
Yeah. Man, it's real life. Okay, I think we'll stop here. It's getting late.